Hello and welcome back to the Raisin Bran Podcast. I'm Noah Lucy, and today I'm joined by Tristan Bennett, and we're going to be talking all about how you can grow your Instagram through Reels, because Tristan over here has actually had probably the most success I've seen anyone ever have with Reels that wasn't an already like very prominent like influencer or like established creator, like obviously celebrities. They do very well with any sort of social media platform, but... And I mean, this is the best compliment ever. Yeah. You're not a celebrity, but have what, 41,000 followers on Instagram, correct?
Yeah. Which, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, is it a lot compared to like somebody, like you said, some of these influencers and celebrities? No, but I mean, it's more than I ever expected or would ever even hoped for to have as part of a community that I'm trying to build, I guess. So. Yeah, it's wild. And yeah, no, I see what you mean. Cause yeah, like I started on Instagram from scratch. Basically, I don't have any other following or influence on any other social media or, you know, websites or anything like that out there. So it's really,
it's not like you blew up on TikTok and then you're like, oh, I should have Instagram, YouTube, like Twitter, like, yeah, you have obviously other social media accounts, but this one seemed like it kind of took a, like, it seemed like at least it took, like, a life on its own and kind of was this, like, singular kind of growth through just the one platform. And I think this is, again, just really interesting to me because, again, I've kind of noticed and I feel like I've heard through a lot of people that try to get into, like, the social media game is that Instagram is one of the hardest ones to grow on just because the algorithm is a little confusing. It's one of those things of... If you do pictures, then it's obviously you want to use like the app as much as possible. You want to use the carousel kind of feature where you have the swiping option. You want to maximize that out, everything like that. But it's unique too because your reels are very, very creative. They're almost like, how would you describe them, I guess?
Yeah, so I would say that my reels like fit like what used to be just photos on Instagram, like at least from like a photographer's perspective. So my reels are really just, I would say it's kind of like street photography, but turned into a video. And not, that's not even to say as like, oh, I took an image I put and, you know, spaced it out over a video and, you know, did a montage. No, they're literally like the actual videos recorded. And I get that question, like people think they're photos because they're still and there's not a lot of movement. And I try to incorporate as much movement as I can, not physically, but with
like
the subject.
Like if there's snow or cars.
Yeah. Exactly. But it's, yeah, I would really describe it just as street photography turned into a video format is kind of how I would describe it. So I think to me, it kind of fits already what I get out of Instagram, at least in terms of how it used to be before Reels kind of existed, which is, you know, people would post their photos that they take, at least in my niche side of things. Like I follow a lot of photographers and a lot of people who are creating things and not necessarily, you know, personal accounts. Like I obviously follow friends and stuff like on there, but that's not what I use Instagram for. I don't use it to share my personal life. I use it just to kind of express myself through photography. And I've kind of translated that to Reels because that seems to be the trend, I guess.
Yeah, it's the hot topic.
Exactly. And you mentioned like before, Instagram felt really incredibly difficult to grow on. In a way I kind of see how that was because they have that like explore page. I never personally even looked at that. Like I would only ever go to that to like, cause that's like where the search bar was like to search for other creators or things. And the things that were targeted to me were things I was interested in, but they weren't things I was interested in coming to Instagram for. So whenever I was on that explore page, it'd always be, you know, celebrity news or like movie news, which is all stuff I'm interested in, but not specifically to that platform.
It's like, you didn't feel enough of a calling to follow any of those pages. And that's also like what I've noticed. Cause I've like, when I first had the app, I used, the explore page. I scrolled through it. I was intrigued by it. Cause back in high school or like middle school or whenever I got it, I was like, okay, like this is how you use the app. You use this feature. But yeah, I also find myself in recent years not really going through. If I do, I go through it and back in the day, kind of like what you were saying, yeah, it was very much like the classic, like celebrity news, things like that. But now it does seem more niche. Like it seems like it does pay attention to what you post and stuff like that more. But at the same time, it's just filled with all these like bigger accounts or just things that you don't really always feel a big drive to follow. But some people do. Some people use that. And that's, I'm sure, how you've gotten some of the success as well. You don't just post and all of a sudden that thing's like people show up.
Right.
But I'll backtrack a little bit, kind of what you were talking about, how you use the essence of Instagram, but in like a new way. And I think looking at that from a branding and marketing kind of standpoint, it sounds on paper easy.
Mm-hmm.
And that it's just this muscle you've trained in order to like make them appealing and to like use the best phone settings. I'm guessing if you go look through your page, they've progressively gotten better or like just more like refined, or so to speak. So it's nothing is stopping someone from, say, like doing a similar thing of it feels like, say it's to showcase like a Nike shoe or something like that. There's nothing stopping you from maybe doing like almost like a day in the lifestyle thing without doing the classic, here's a day in the life of a runner. It's like, yeah, just take it that approach of as if you're taking photos, but it's like these images where they're kind of alive, but yet at the same time you kind of get lost in them because you don't quite know if they're a photo, if they've been altered.
Right. Yeah, you really have to try and fit the aesthetic or like the the visual narrative of the app. When I think of TikTok, and again, this is all anecdotal, this is my experience, but when I think of TikTok, I'm used to the, oh, hey, I'm an influencer, I'm going to tell you the story, like the story time. Like, I'm used to seeing people's faces on there. I'm not used to seeing my kind of, you know, videos that I'm posting on there, which is, I'm partially probably due to the algorithm, but also I think it's just what kind of is popular on there. So I'm used to that. But when I think of Instagram, I'm used to seeing, you know, beautiful images. I mean, it started off as a photo app and people would, you know, obviously post about their personal lives, post selfies and things like that, but they'd also post, you know, things that they see in their daily life, you know, vacation photos or something cool that they saw. And, it really kind of inspired a generation of people to even pursue photography potentially.
Oh,
so that's kind of how I saw things. And so I wanted to adapt to the app, in that sense of, you know, styling my work to fit what people come to expect on that. If I were to translate that to TikTok, I'd probably have to do something different. I probably have to have some sort of hook with it, like, hey, like, here's some photos I took or things like that. And I do see that on Reels, but I've been able to get away with not doing that. And that's much what I prefer, because I don't like to, as much as I maybe need to, I guess, to grow even more, like, I don't like to put myself in front of the camera or like be as like, I guess I don't like to break the fourth wall is how I describe it. I don't want like people to be like, to engage with, my posts as something where, like where like I have to like break the fourth wall and be like, hey, here's some photos I took. I just want to show my work. And so, that's kind of how I adapted to the app. And I think that's how businesses and other creators kind of have to think about that as well. I wouldn't go just post, you know, a commercial or something on there. I'd post something specifically that like had a really high quality look to it, and relate it to my business or whatever it was, if I were to consider using Instagram. So you really have to adapt to the platform, that you're on. And that's kind of what I tried to do, I guess. So.
And I think, yeah, like that's the best way I would have ever summed that up. And like, I think you did that just perfectly of explaining that. Like, because essentially if we break it all down type of thing, it's TikTok was kind of like, obviously, okay, so Vine is probably first type of thing, right? And then you get TikTok, which is kind of an imitation of Vine, these short little snappy videos. And then of course everyone else kind of sees that. You get YouTube Shorts, you get Instagram Reels, all that kind of stuff. And for most of those platforms, like what you were kind of saying, it makes a lot more sense to do the classic, hey, like, I'm blank and welcome to like my TikTok, or this is my YouTube channel, or this is my something. But Instagram never, that like essentially the Reels, the video aspect is like their side thing, and their main aesthetic, is the photos. And I think that's what, in my opinion, and I would hope that maybe other people kind of agree on this as well, that's kind of your like quote unquote cracking the code of the success on that app, is that you're tailoring this, what seems like an intrusive type of content,
right,
back to what the app is meant to do. Because
right,
ultimately, yes, like you see, like people have success on Instagram, like kind of like what I said, it's hard to grow your Instagram if you're trying to do like the whole Reels route and things like that, or like if you're trying to kind of get into it because the algorithm changes often. But I've noticed that people can have success when they stick to the classic photo setup. If they're posting their photos how they want to and doing all that kind of stuff, and it's very clear that they have an aesthetic, they have a theme, or like they kind of have this like overall branding done, mm-hmm, then their account does really, really well. Mm-hmm. But then obviously if you're, say, a TikToker, you got success, and you want to move over to Instagram to try to grow your audience, your TikToks don't always do so well. Right. But it's just that, what you said, shifting your mindset that businesses, individual people, anyone can do of, what is this app meant for? How can I take this content that was successful, and how can I make it successful on this platform with the aesthetic of that platform? Because, yeah, mm-hmm, like you said, I would argue, like, you probably are right that your videos would do well on TikTok or, mm-hmm, YouTube or something like that. But at the same time, they feel the most at home on it. It'd be exactly like the opposite type of thing. You take that to another platform, it's kind of that intrusive thing. And like you said, you might have to then add yourself in there type of thing. Or you might have to make, yeah, it more of a hook, of a grab, where now it's just you're scrolling and then all of a sudden you get this nice little video.
Yeah.
Showing some photos. It's kind of like you're looking out a window almost of like, mm-hmm, oh, like, this is kind of nice. Get some nice relaxing music to it type of thing. Yeah,
exactly. One of the advantages that I see in Instagram having added a TikTok-like version, so Reels, after the fact, or like they didn't start off that way. So I'll equate it like this. So TikTok, really what I would say probably 75% of the people are doing is just scrolling for the For You page. That's like what's, mm-hmm, built into to TikTok. That's what made it so popular, is you're getting shown all these videos you never would have probably found any other way, because the algorithm told you so. Whereas Instagram started off the opposite. You had to follow people. You had to, mm-hmm, tailor your specific feed based on who you wanted to follow. And granted, they've since kind of adapted their algorithm to that, but you're still seeing people that you follow. Whereas now they've built Reels, and how you view Reels is basically kind of like its own For You page now. Like, mm-hmm, you click on the Reels button, it's showing you stuff that they think you want to see. So then how I see the advantage is, you as a user are already ingrained in scrolling through your feed, and so you're going to see things that you follow. So whereas with TikTok, I hardly ever go to my followers page, so yeah, I'm very, very rarely ever seeing stuff from people that I actually follow, unless it's popular enough to go on my For You page. Mm-hmm. Whereas if someone's scrolling through their For You page on TikTok, or sorry, on Instagram, the Reels page, they might see something that they like and follow them. And there's a better chance that they're going to see future stuff that you post, as if it gets enough traction, because they're going to also possibly scroll through just their regular Instagram feed and see that as well. So I think that's been one thing that's really helped me grow, is because when people follow you on there, the chances of them actually seeing more of your stuff more often seems to be higher, in my view.
Yeah.
So that's sense. One yeah. way I see as an advantage over potentially other apps. So.
No, I think there's definitely a longevity aspect of it that, mm-hmm, has stuck with Instagram. It's like, when you look at other social media platforms, it's, especially like if you look at TikTok, like you'd argue that it's, though it is popular and things like that, mm-hmm, it's changed so much in a short amount of time that it's more likely to hit a Vine kind of route,
right,
where it goes away and like it just becomes less popular just because of how it feels like, just how easily it is to be oversaturated and overstimulated, and then you're just kind of done with it.
Mm-hmm.
Where, yeah, that's, I totally didn't think of that, of if you post a reel, you have someone scrolling through the Reel page, maybe even if they did it once, they see you, follow you, maybe they never think about you again.
Mm-hmm.
But because they followed you, now whenever they go into the app, you're there, mm-hmm, all the time.
Right.
And speaking of always being there for your followers, so to speak,
mm-hmm,
how often do you post? Let's talk posting.
Yes.
Because I know there's rules across all sorts of social media platforms. Twitter, the more you tweet, the better you do.
Right.
The more you post on TikTok, the better you do. But then if you post too much, then it's like not enough time in between your videos or something like that. YouTube, you can post once a week, twice a month. You're probably going to be fine as long as it's good, searchable content. What's Instagram's whole bit. Like, I've heard some of the stuff with the photos, but like the reels specifically, what do you do that you found gives you the most success with your reels?
Right. That's a great question. I don't know like what the meta is right now. Yeah, like I don't really know like what the kind of the trends are. I know what I do and it seems to work. Yeah. So,
I mean, 41,000 people yeah, also yeah. like and agree.
I guess so. Yeah. So how I started initially was I was just posting once a day. Okay. I started back in November. I'd been posting, you know, on Reels for the better part of the last year, basically since they started doing it.
And has it always been the same format, or were you experimenting with just different types of reels?
I was kind of doing initially a probably not preferable format, to kind of backtrack a little bit. So I used to kind of post the same stuff, but I would kind of do it the way that I really wanted to do, which was, you know, using music that I enjoyed. Maybe it wasn't popular, but it was like something I was listening to. Okay. I was probably posting too long of clips. I would just kind of but it was initially what I wanted to start doing, and then I you know, bit the bullet and catered to the app a little bit more and I guess it worked out in the end. But yeah, I started posting actually once a day around November. Before I was maybe posting once a week or once a month even. Mm-hmm. But I started posting once a day, and I started, you know, using some trending sounds, and thankfully I actually found some trending sounds that I was passionate about, that I actually liked. Mm-hmm. And I thought fit my aesthetic, that I wanted to kind of bring the mood, the ambiance that I wanted to bring with the videos. So I started doing that. That kind of helped a little bit, and then doing a little bit more research, I thought like I kind of found that like, oh, maybe posting twice a day at specific times, yeah, is what I wanted to possibly do, because then you can potentially reach even more people. Let's even possibly around the world too.
Oh, yeah.
I've actually kind of talked to and looking through analytics, realized I have a larger international audience than I do potentially locally.
Wow.
I get messages from people from, you know, the Middle East, from a lot of Brazilians. They love the snow because they don't get a lot of snow there. And so I think it helps in that aspect too, because you're not just catering to, you know, local American time. You're potentially catering, yeah, to other times around the world. So I went into my insights and found that my peak audience times are at noon Central and at 6 Central. So every day, at noon, I post a reel. Every day at 6, I post a reel, and that's what I do. I use some trending sounds that I think fit my niche, and I don't really mess with captions too much. I just kind of title it, or you know, kind of say what's on my mind or what kind of was in my mind at the moment of recording that. And
any hashtags?
Hashtags. I don't know if they work, but I don't know if anyone does. Right.
It's,
yeah,
like, I feel like sometimes if I post something with a hashtag, it does a little bit better, but then sometimes I don't, and then all of a sudden it's like dead in the water.
Right.
So like, I didn't know if you had any.
I don't think it hurts, at yeah, least. Okay. I've noticed sometimes like if you don't use it, yeah, like then you don't get as much traction potentially. So it's like you probably have to like kind of scientifically experiment with it.
Yeah, but I keep it general, but yet specific, all that yeah, kind of nonsense.
I post with the same hashtags, and I do that on every post.
Okay.
I guess I haven't not done that, so I couldn't say for sure whether or not that helps a
yeah,
lot. But it does kind of help niche down my mm-hmm, specific videos. And then also Reels implemented a newer feature too, where you can kind of tag specific topics while you're posting.
Oh.
So there's like maybe like 5, 6, 7 different niches, and within those, like maybe 3 to 4 different topics. So I always go to the, I think it's like the art section, and I tag digital art, photography, and one other like visual art kind of thing. I don't really know what that does either, but I do that.
Yeah.
I also location tag. I've heard in the past that like that tends to help potentially. Not sure if that's actually true.
Yeah.
And then that's it. I don't use any schedulers, because I've heard that kind of has a hindrance.
Mm-hmm.
And another big thing that I try to do, again, like this is all like the anecdotal, so I don't know, like,
yeah, no,
if this works or not, or helps you grow.
Does anything ever actually
right,
work?
But I try to respond with or engage with most comments as long as they're like positive or in good faith.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to
right, yeah,
just
so
have a bunch of angry comment sections.
Right.
Yeah.
I have gotten a few comments where people are like, well, what's so special about this video? Anyone could do it. And to that I say, yes. I'm not trying to like,
100%.
You know, you know, break new ground with anything that I do. And I don't claim to be, it's just, a way of expressing myself. So, but anyways, I try to engage and respond to most comments, because I think whether or not, you know, algorithmically or in the app, it does anything different. I think it just kind of sets a precedent with the audience saying like, hey, this person that, maybe I respect their art. Wow. They appreciated, my support enough and time enough that to respond and everything. Oh, like it kind of reinforces more positive thoughts about your brand to them and everything.
I think definitely responding to comments is a huge, huge like benefit mm-hmm. to your brand, your account, whatever, because yeah, you're taking that time to form an emotional connection with someone.
Right.
Like, it's very similar to like if you're at a store, like you're at a grocery store and you're walking around, you might need help finding something, but you don't want to ask someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then an employee just kind of comes up to you with a smile. Hey, like, can I help you find something? And you're like, you know, I can't find this. And they're like, oh, that's just down that way.
Right.
It's very similar to that. Or like someone walking down the street, have a nice day.
Yeah.
Like, and you kind of feel obligated. Oh,
yeah,
you too type of thing. And you might go ask someone, hey, have a good day, or like something mm-hmm. like that.
Exactly like that. So, but yeah, that's my strategy, so to speak. Okay. I mean, in terms of like the actual videos I'm posting, there's barely any strategy. The only strategy I think I've actually learned recently is that people love snow, especially around the world or in countries where they don't get snow. So sometimes I'll put an emphasis on going out and whenever it snows, you know, getting a few extra videos to record mm-hmm. here and there and kind of pushing those a little bit more, just because I found that people really like that. Video right now was, it's like the simplest thing. It was just snow falling under a street light down on the street that I live. And people loved it. Like it was, mm-hmm. it blew my mind that people were
There's
that into
that
it
much
because
engagement around
right.
something that, yeah, like we take for granted because we see it constantly, like
right.
living in the Midwest. Snow is in abundance. Like mm-hmm. we want to get rid of it. But then, yeah, there's people who can look at that and they're like, that's amazing.
Right.
Like, which I'm sure just then elevates it in their eyes as art or as something they want to engage in just because they're like, this is like, wow, like this lucky person is just around this stuff all the time.
It's weird. I've had so many people ask like, where do you live? Like, I want to go there. And I'm like,
I live at this address.
I live in Cedar. I always tell them like, I live in Iowa, or if they ask specifically, cause sometimes they're like, well, where in Iowa? I'm like, Cedar Falls. And I'm just like,
yeah.
If you really want to come here, I mean, hey, like Cedar Falls tourist, you know, like
you're going to, hopefully the city will pay you. A check
yeah.
Or something.
Yeah. You know,
you
like,
get monetized by the city at that point.
But yeah,
that's
no, it's
crazy.
That's my strategy, so to speak. I think mm-hmm. I've seen it's different for everyone, but I get asked that a lot and that's what I tell people. Mm-hmm. If I had to boil all that down to one thing, the one strategic piece of advice that I could give anyone who's trying to grow on Instagram through Reels is just to post every day.
Yep.
Be consistent about it.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's once or twice, just post something that you are proud of and are happy to put out in the world. Try to post around the same time if you can, roughly the same time frame. And to me, that's like the single thing that I can think of that I did besides, you know, putting more effort in time and trying to, you know, capture good images, good videos. Aside from that, that's the one thing that I can think of that I've done differently than I used to in the past that's potentially helped me grow to what I have. So
mm-hmm. I think, yeah, just like the biggest takeaway that I've noticed, because like nothing you said really stuck out to me as like something outrageous or something that it seemed nobody is doing.
Right.
It's not like you're saying, well, I gave it $5 and it promoted my stuff and like,
I put nothing
and now
into
I'm taking
it. Yeah.
all. Yeah, yeah. Type of thing. It's like, yeah, you're not paying for it.
Mm-mm.
You're not getting all this really fancy, like you said, you're just using your phone. You're not getting all this fancy, super expensive gear. Like you're not spending, like, I would assume you're spending probably just as much time editing about as you are just getting the footage. Like it's not like you're taking, 30-second worth of clips, but now I'm going to go edit them for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
It's all super, super simple. And like something that, like you said, like that one guy said, oh, like what's so special about this? And it's like nothing.
Right.
It's just how you present it. And there's nothing stopping anyone else
mm-hmm.
from taking this kind of method and applying it to their thing
right.
and having it reach people organically, feel organic to the app, And then just a little bit of patience, lots of natural success.
Mm-hmm. Lots of patience, definitely. Yeah. Like I said, like I'd been posting on Reels, half hoping kind of to, you know, like get some sort of traction because I'm like, wow, this is a really great video. I'm really passionate about this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would post it and then, you know, nothing would happen.
Things flop. Everything flops. It could be the greatest thing you think you ever produced. And maybe it is the greatest thing you produced.
Mm-hmm.
It just doesn't reach the right audience, whether you're trying to figure that out. It'd be interesting if you re-uploaded with your current fault, like go back.
I've considered that, yeah.
And just to see what happens now if like something that flopped all of a sudden becomes your most liked video.
Something like that. Yeah, I think it's possible. And I wonder sometimes thinking about this, well, okay, I've had success on Instagram and, you know, I've thought about like, oh, what if I tried to break into these apps? And I try every now and then. But the one thing I can think of that has probably hindered me is I'm not consistent with anything else. I'm consistent with Instagram because that's the platform I feel most at home at right now. I feel like my style fits there best. And I post every day. And honestly, that's probably all I really have time for with, you know, what the amount of effort I'm trying to put into it. But if I think about like I've tried to, you know, post similar things on TikTok. Because I know it works because people have stolen my videos and posted on TikTok and gotten success. So I know it's possible, but I'm just not consistent with it. So, and that's really the only thing I can think of is the main difference. If I wanted to truly break into TikTok, I could probably in the least do better on there than I'm doing now.
Yeah,
there's no guarantee that I would have the same or similar success, but I'm not consistent. I post, you know, when I remember to, which is not often. So,
Or like you said, maybe you have success because it's now you started on Instagram. It's obviously very tailored to Instagram. Posting on TikTok, it may not feel to the general people starting it where you're currently starting on TikTok very general to the app. Like it might be one of those things where over time, yeah, like you said, if you keep posting it, you're going to get that following. But like if you really wanted, say, like instant success, so to speak, you'd have to maybe tailor some things to fit the app better. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah, like introduce it or do more of a voiceover type thing to make it feel like there's actually a person behind it. Cause it's kind of like, you're kind of faceless on Instagram, correct? Type of thing.
I that was partially just like a choice. Like I wanted to kind of distance myself from it and make it more about, the media I'm posting.
Okay.
I wouldn't probably, you know, shy away from that if I wanted to, but as it grows, you know, you get a little bit like wary. I've gotten some, you know, some scary messages here and there. 90% of the interaction I've had on my account so far have been great, but like you do have a little bit of a hesitancy now that like you have a little bit more eyes on you and everything. So I kind of, but also I think that kind of adds like a weird aura of mystery to it. Like, people just kind of associate this account with just the images. And I think that's kind of, I don't know, like maybe adds a little bit of intrigue to it because I have people like, send me a picture of you. I'm just like, I don't know who you are.
I think it's
why do you want to know who I am?
It's weird. Some people, I think too, it's that mystery. People just want to know because your face isn't plastered over everything. But then I think too, it becomes more relatable.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's no longer like, you might get success on TikTok if you told your story of the images, but there's clearly that niche on Instagram where they might just like it because it feels like they're looking out like their window, or they feel like that this is something happening to them, not them watching this happen to somebody else, which I think is huge, huge, huge on social media platforms nowadays because you see this constantly, that people just love relatable content.
Mm-hmm.
They don't really want the fame and luxury, like all this, like someone else's life experience in their face, because we've seen that through reality TV for years.
Mm-hmm.
Like social media is awesome to live vicariously through people.
Yeah. I think the main thing that I've learned with doing this whole Instagram endeavor is don't expect much, and who knows what will happen. Like I never expected to kind of get any sort of following. Like I've been on Instagram since it was a thing with this same account. Like I didn't even make a new account. I've just had this same account. So if you scroll down far enough, you can find like probably embarrassing pictures of me if you really wanted to. I probably need to clean that up. But just, you know, don't expect much, and you might be surprised. And also, it doesn't have to be that complex. Like I've had, you know, a few people be like, hey, you really inspired me to go create. And it's, yeah, like whatever they did, they went outside and saw a cool sign and took a video of it. And like, it was something that they thought was cool, because they probably, I think I was talking to someone today. They're saying like, hey, how do you like overcome, you know, creative block? And I'm like, well, for me, like I just like find things around me that I think are cool and just hold out my phone and press record. Like, I think I've kind of inspired people to think less about like trying to go get cool things and just, you know, finding things around them in their everyday life and, you know, finding some sort of value or aesthetic beauty in that. That's really what I've tried to do. I mean, most of the videos, I don't go that far out of my way to capture. It's just in the alley out back or just down the street or on the street that I live. I think that's the biggest takeaway that I wanted to express to people. You don't have to make the same style of art or videos that I'm making right now. But I think you can take the same approach to whatever niche, to whatever thing you want to have out there. You know, simple is sometimes better. So
that's awesome. And yeah, I think just to sum it all up, simplicity is the key with a little bit of patience thrown in, because yeah, like you said, you never know. You don't want to have those crazy high expectations. That's awesome. Thank you so much for sharing all that. Like I think I got a lot out of this. Like I've learned a ton that I'll maybe even try implementing in my own Instagram ventures. I don't do well on Instagram. I'm one of those people that don't do well on Instagram at the moment. But maybe this stuff will help. And maybe you guys in the comments will also think it helps. Please leave some comments down below letting us know if you thought this was helpful or if you want to try any of these strategies or if you have any questions about how else you could maybe potentially grow on Instagram. We can always make this a running series or we can have more conversations about this. Tristan, thank you so much for sharing.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great day.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Raising Brand Podcast powered by Pixel Labs. Remember to subscribe to stay up to date on all things Raising Brand.